From the Holy Gospel according to St. John. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The words of the Holy Gospel. St. Thomas Aquinas, drinking deeply of the gospel narratives of the time after our Lord's resurrection, is able to pinpoint several qualities of our Lord's glorified body. The same qualities that he wants to give to our bodies at the resurrection on the last day. The qualities that he's able to articulate are these: subtlety, agility, clarity, and impassibility. Subtlety is that quality by which our Lord seems to be able to be among us without our even realizing it. Like it's him in front of the tomb with St. Mary Magdalene, but she doesn't recognize him at first. And it's him on the way to Emmaus, but they don't recognize him. It's the same kind of quality that allows him to sort of mysteriously pass through the locked doors of the upper room without breaking down the door. Agility is that quality by which he's able to seemingly move very quickly from one place to another, to be in one moment in the upper room in Jerusalem and in another moment, very soon after, several miles away on the way to Emmaus. Clarity is that quality by which the beauty of God's personality, shines through his humanity. That quality by which even his wounds seem to make his humanity even more beautiful. And then impassibility, he's not able to suffer anymore. He's not able to sustain any more suffering in his human nature. That's already passed. He's not able, for instance, to be hungry. He can eat, of course, and he does, but he doesn't suffer the things that the natural body suffers. And the Lord wants to give these qualities to us when he raises us up. In heaven, God, who is infinite, will be sort of interpenetrating with our beings, God in us, and us in God, the infinite God. There'll also be a very, very large number of people. Yet we'll still be ourselves. We won't be crowded out. We won't be sort of elbowing each other like those little Italian nuns at St. Peter's Basilica to see the Pope. We'll be able to see him, to be with him and in him and he in us, without losing ourselves, without losing anything. And before that time comes for us, what it means is that when Jesus comes to us in grace, and particularly in the sacraments, he doesn't need to break down doors. He just comes, is often present with us even when we don't recognize it, doesn't break down the door of our hearts, but comes sweetly and gently, but with all of himself. Even when we don't perceive it, he's there. He comes. It's sweet. As we spend this time with him, let us ask him to come more powerfully into our hearts, using the freedom of our knowledge of our love to draw us even closer to himself, to prepare us to receive the glory, the lack of suffering, the agility, the subtlety by which we can receive all that God wants to give us of himself and give all of ourselves back to God without taking anything from anyone else and without having anything deprived of us. My Lord and my God, I believe firmly, sincerely that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I ask you to come powerfully into my heart during this time of prayer. I ask you to speak your words of life to my heart, gently, sweetly, but powerfully, to overwhelm me with the desire that you have for me, such that I might desire you with a similar intensity in return.